Welcome to Audio 4, Freedom from Religious Programming. This is Tara Chambers, and we're going to have a fun time talking about stuff and defying gravity. If I can quote the Broadway show Wicked, one of my favorite shows. I'm going to go a bit off tangent here because this show is so powerful, and I believe that if everyone on the planet saw it, there would be an instant shift in consciousness on the planet. So go see it if you can, or watch some songs from Wicked on YouTube, or download the Broadway recording. It's all about the tribe. Elphaba is born green. She doesn't fit in with the tribe from the get-go. As Kermit the Frog said, it's not easy being green. Elphaba also is connected to her heart and her power and knowing what truly is right, regardless of what the tribe says. That right there makes her an outsider. When the tribe goes in like a bunch of Nazis and takes the animals away from their jobs, and let me just explain that the animals had the highest wisdom, so they were the teachers. But the tribe took away their voices, so they could only go, bah, bah, and put them in cages. The tribe completely took away their power. This was not okay. But only Elphaba stood up for the animals. Others turned a blind eye, as they still do today, as if animals are just beings that go, bah, bah. Because Elphaba is the only one who stands up for what is truly right, they label her as wicked, when in fact, she is the one with integrity and an open heart. Others may have had some ethics, perhaps, but out of fear, they stay silent and they conform to the tribe where it is safe. The exception is Fiero, who didn't fit in with the tribe as he was constantly getting kicked out of school for expressing his own opinion. And if I remember accurately, he says in the show, people are so stupid, they will believe anything they are told, which is exactly what we experienced in audio number 2. Fiero saw Elphaba who she really was, and he deeply respected and loved her. So before I defy gravity, I want to state that this audio is not about insulting any religion. If you connect deeply with a religion and it serves you, then great, awesome. I am always in favor of what supports and empowers you. All the work that I do is working with your body wisdom and your higher self as we expand ourselves to a place of freedom and choice, ergo sovereign selves. Religions can have beautiful messages, and at the same time, they are man-made, so they are not always 100% pure or truthful. Some religions told us that we didn't have direct access to God, source, universe, whatever word you want to use. Many were told that only the Pope and other religious leaders were worthy of such a connection and that they spoke the word of God. But we are an aspect of God, so of course we can easily click add friend on God's Facebook page just as easily as the Pope can. For instance, we call the ocean, but what if I went to the ocean and took a bucket and grabbed some ocean water? Even if I take that bucket of water 2 miles away, it is still the ocean. We feel disconnected and separated because we are stuck in the matrix, but that doesn't mean that we aren't source energy. We came from source, so we must be source. The water came from the ocean. It is still the ocean, but the water is told that it's just a bucket of water and it struggles with its true power as it's trapped in the matrix of this bucket. Some religions have taken the power away from many, and we are going to defy gravity and reclaim it. Other religions have told people that all that takes place is God's will, and they follow the rule, and they won't get the help or surgery that they need. Healers and crystals and plants are often labeled as devil's work, when really, in most cases, they are light workers, and all that is natural from Mother Earth, such as plants, crystals, and more, have healing energies, and they are here to support us. We are supposed to benefit from them. It's simply a way to keep people disempowered so a certain few can control things and create their own agenda. If it's cold outside, we don't say, it's God's will, I'm supposed to freeze to death. In this case, we have permission from the tribe to wear a heavy coat and live inside a warm home. How is this any different? The coat helps us, as does the house, as does the herb or healer or surgeon. So we will clear these programs so that we are free to receive the support that is a perfect match for us as we choose. Some of us were taught that our religion was the real one and that others were less than us, creating hate, separation, and wars. And past religious program from eons ago encouraged flogging yourself as if that was a gift to God. There's no truth in that program, as God is love. And God prefers that we love and respect ourselves and the amazing bodies that we were given to live in. I was recently playing a show, and one of the musicians had this habit of beating his hand anytime he played a note out of tune. That is an example of the you have to punish yourself program showing up, which creates a huge lack of self-love, which of course affects your health. I literally made him apologize to his hand, and he kissed it. Speaking of kissing, that's bad because it leads to sex, which is really, really bad. So if you want to be a good person, it's best to make a religious vow of chastity, and that will keep you safe from sinning. Now, I know some of the things I'm going to say sound pretty outdated, but I want to say them anyway because many of these beliefs are still living in ourselves, even if on the conscious mind we completely disagree. Sex. S-E-X. You can't even say it. It's a three-letter word. It's bad. It's dirty. It's only okay if you are married. And married to the opposite sex, of course. We can't have any of that same sex stuff going on. That would be really bad. And it's only okay if you're doing what you need to do scientifically in order to create a baby. You can't just do it for fun. That would be really bad and selfish and just completely sinful. And Lord forbid if you actually enjoyed your body and had fun with it yourself. Oh my God. So we really want to release all the above so that we can experience a natural, loving, fulfilling sex life in the fullest way. And ironically, some of the most powerful times when it comes to manifesting are via orgasm. So this is another reason why the tribe or religions need to make it bad, because sexual power is powerful. And you being in your power is a total threat to the tribe. So many religions created this paradigm around fearing God, or we hear the phrase, put the fear of God in someone, just as they feared the wizard in Wicked or fear the Wizard of Oz. Some religions wrap so much shame and guilt around sex. Parents are afraid to talk to their kids about it, and really, it's just 100% natural. And then there are the double standards around sex, such as boys can have fun and mess around as they please, but girls are sluts if they do anything once. Guys have permission to enjoy it, women are sluts if they do. And then sadly, we have many cultures mutilating women's bodies to take away their sexual power and all their power, honestly, at that point. And it's just not okay. I don't understand how it's still going on these days. I don't get it. Anytime someone needs to take your power away, that's a huge sign that they are insecure and fear-based. And then at the same time, we have Madonna, who defied gravity and created a sex book decades ago. So she did her part to break free of these silly rules that we get to benefit from. So it's time to take her lead and defy gravity and release these religious tribal programs from ourselves so that we can live at our fullest expression and embody the real truth of who we really are, an aspect of Source. We are already divine beings of light, And yes, it's more than okay for us to also claim our birthright to be divine, sexual beings of light. Absolutely. And if we recognize the light in everyone and let go of this tribal separation thing of my religion is the real one, and had permission to express our sexuality free of the way it is supposed to look like and free of all the guilt and the shame, how would the world change for the better? How might people even heal cancer via orgasms? Who knows? I'm open to that possibility. So let's get resonant with Elphaba from Wicked as she says, I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. It's time for me to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. See you in the next audio where we will leap into resonance with freedom to let go of the rules and trust our instincts and hearts.